Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper's remorse. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumper's remorse. So if you've been dumped, or indeed if you are the dumper, then you might be wondering, will the dumper ever go through dumper's remorse? Okay, so if you are the dumpee and you want to try to get your ex back, then you are probably going to be wondering this question. And if you have just dumped somebody yourself, you might also be wondering, am I likely to ever regret the decision? Am I ever going to feel remorseful for what I have done? And the answer is yes, you are likely to, okay? But it depends on whether you want to take action on that in regards to whether the connection can be rekindled. So it's a natural reaction for a dumper at some stage to show remorse. And this is because the person you have dumped is probably going to be somebody you was in love with at some stage. If you was in a relationship, if you was in a position to dump somebody, then that goes without saying that you was in a relationship and you was in love with them at some stage, hence you was in a relationship. So if you think of it like that, you've dumped somebody, you've hurt somebody who you was once in love with. And even if you feel it was justified by an action they did, or maybe you just wasn't feeling positive anymore, obviously the dumper has their thoughts and made their decision based on their feelings, okay? So the dumper has done this because they felt it was the right thing to do, but it doesn't mean they wanted to hurt somebody who they once loved. And as time goes on, this is probably going to pull on the dumper's heartstrings more, because generally, we do start to look at things through rose-tinted glasses as time goes on. So there was a study done, I can't remember exactly where it was done, but the study basically showed the results that bad memories fade quicker than good memories, okay? So with that said, that would suggest that although the dumper would obviously remember about the situation for why the breakup happened, it does probably mean that over time, these type of thoughts and feelings would soften somewhat, and yet the positive memories from the relationship would still stay strong. So there is a chance that during this period, the dumper will show remorse. And this could take days, weeks, months, a year. Everybody's different about how they process their feelings. But the dumper will more than likely at some stage feel remorse. So if you're the dumpee, you're probably thinking, well, if most dumpers feel remorse, then surely that means we can definitely get back together then. Unfortunately, that is not always the case. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. It doesn't always happen. And that's because dumper's remorse doesn't always become a regretful feeling in which they really push to rekindle the relationship. The remorse is just a passing kind of phase which they can make a decision on about whether they want to try to make things work again, so to speak, to speak with the dumpee and to try to fix what went wrong and create a new relationship. So as the dumpee, what can you do to try to make the dumper move from these kind of just remorseful feelings to actually wanting to take action? Because as the dumpee, you need to realize that you do not have the power in the situation. The dumper made the decision to end the relationship, and the dumper needs to make the decision to want to try to rekindle things. Now, you don't have to accept that if and when they come back to you. Okay, this could be months down the line and you could be happy in a new relationship, or maybe you just don't want to speak with the dumper anymore. Doesn't mean you've got to accept this, but what it does mean is you can't persuade your ex to take you back. You can't beg them, plead with them. You can't reason with them, because it has to be genuine, organic feelings. You know, the dumper needs to feel like they really want to do this. So they've made the decision to end the relationship. They need to make the decision that they want to try to restart it. And this will begin when they start to feel remorseful. But as the dumpee, you need to make sure that this remorseful feeling really grows into missing you and for them wanting to take action. So what can you do? Well, the first thing is to respect their decision. So if you've been dumped, you are going to be going through emotional turmoil, but you need to make sure you stay as emotionally stable as possible, okay? Because if you don't, and if you start becoming overly aggressive, overly emotional, overly kind of somebody who is just not accepting the decision, okay? If you don't respect their decision, then they are not going to want to kind of get back in touch, because nobody wants to be in a relationship with somebody who is emotionally unstable. You know, just think of somebody else, you know, and imagine in your own scenario, would you be with somebody who is constantly overly emotional? Somebody who might be aggressive, somebody who is begging, pleading, somebody who's desperate. It's just not attractive. So if you now think of it from a dumper's perspective, they are not going to want to try to rekindle things if they see you in this way, if they see that you're not even respecting their decision. Because if you respect their decision, if you know, you're going to be getting a bit emotional, that's natural. But you need to kind of just basically say to your ex, look, if you ever want to talk, then just get back in touch, okay? And then you leave it from there. And that is when you need to be speaking with your friends and family, if you need to go and see a professional, like a doctor or something, because of if you're feeling very depressed, that's what you need to do. You know, you need to be speaking to everybody else but your ex, okay? You need to respect their decision. And if you do that, then you are already putting yourself in a better position. So there is a lot more to it than just that. It's basically starting with my version of a no contact rule. There are many different versions of a no contact rule that you can find online. And I believe that my version gives you the best possible chance of trying to get your ex back. So I suggest that you subscribe to my podcasts so that you can familiarize yourself with my version of a no contact rule and everything that goes with it. Because there are other little bits and bobs and things that I suggest you do to really kind of pull on your ex's heartstrings, to really help move the dumper's remorse into being a real strong kind of missing you feeling, to the stage of when they really just need to reach out. Because if you can do everything right, then you are going to create the correct conditions for your ex to feel like that they've made the wrong decision. But as I said, the first and most important thing is you need to respect their decision. Stop trying to reason with them. Stop begging them. Stop pleading with them. Stop phoning them up, crying on the phone. You know, you just need to accept the decision. You need to say to your ex, if you ever want to talk, just get in touch. And then you need to walk away. And you just need to try to move forward with your life. Speak with your friends, speak with your family. As I said, if you ever feel depressed, please make sure you go and see a doctor. Okay, that's very serious. But just do not talk to your ex. Go through my version of a no contact rule. There is a lot more to it than what I've just said there, but I haven't got time to mention them in this podcast. So check out everything else that I've done. And if you want specific help for your unique situation, then consider email coaching by me. You can find details of that on my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. And if you are a dumpee, then remember, you know, there's no 100% guaranteed way you can get your ex back. But if you do everything right, then you stand an excellent chance of one day hearing from them again.